This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, going right back to the 80s today, and this song, Boom, 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 Let's Go Back to My Room, was a huge hit, especially in Australia. Number one in Australia, Japan, South Africa. Number two in Canada. Joining me on the line from the US is the singer of that track, Paul Lekakis. Welcome back to Joy.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just trying to think, when was the last time you were actually in Australia? Was it around 87?
Actually, I have never been in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's some place that I always, always wanted to go. I had about four or five tours fall through last minute. And it's always been, like, you know, the top of my bucket list. So I'm so excited to come. And I'm, you know, I'm so excited to perform there, you know.
Let's go back a bit, because you were discovered in a nightclub in Italy. You were working as a model at the time. So what was modeling life like back then for you? And when did you discover, I guess, your singing career?
I was modeling in New York, and then there were, you know, part of the job was to kind of get more chair sheets. So they're like, oh, we have some interest in you going to Italy. So I went to Milan for a season by myself, and I was 19, and I ran into these producers, and I studied to be a dancer in New York, so I used to go out, you know, in between, you know, all the ghosties as a model to the nightclubs, and I'd dance, and we'd be crazy, and then we met these producers, and they liked the way that I was dancing, and he's like, you know, they asked me if I could sing. And I said, sure. I was in two or three choirs, you know, as a teenager and as a child. So I said, sure, I could sing. I love to sing, you know. And so then he let me listen to some music. And I picked one of the songs that he had on his cassette in his car that I liked. And then we went to do a demo. And then the rest is history.
So I guess the song in question is obviously Boom, Boom, Boom. So what made you choose that song, and how were the other songs different? Do you remember?
I do remember. I personally was attracted to the high-energy sound of it because that was my style of what really kind of, you know, I liked all dance music, but that was, you know, what was really popular at the time, I remember. So, like, that Dead or Alive kind of sound, you know. So when I heard that track out of, you know, maybe five other ones, I was like, oh, no, that's the one I want to do. And it wasn't, like, completely written yet, but we finished it. They finished writing it while I was in the studio. But it was mostly the BPMs and the, you know, the high energy of it.
Were you a bit worried about the lyrics of the song? You think, oh, this may be a bit too risque, or you think, oh, whatever, that's fine.
You know, at the time, I was, you know, risque myself, you know, I was,
so it matched, okay.
I was a dancer in New York City, and, you know, I was, you know, gay, and I was, you know, running around the clubs, you know, so for me, it was like, ooh. And I was like, cool, like it, you know, I definitely resonated with me as of my persona. So I was like, no, it's not a problem. And I mean, when I let my roommate listen to it back in New York, she was a little like, you know, but I was just like, oh, but it's great, but it's a little like, you know, the lyrics. Hey, this is Paul Lekakis, and you're listening to Boom, 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 Let's Go Back to My Room. On Joy 94.9.
The song's success, especially outside the US, was quite incredible. And number one in Australia, Japan, and South Africa. Number two in Canada. But in Australia, that song was massive, Paul. Absolutely massive. And there was no video for the song. And there's a show here called Countdown, which played, I guess, a live performance of you doing the track. And it's on YouTube. It must have been done in the States, but that video is always played on Australian TV.
That video, I think, was, I want to say, one of these shows I did. It could have been in Boston, like some sort of a, you know, like a bandstand, kind of a TV afternoon show, music show. And I guess that they just, you know, there's so many different record companies with Boom Boom across the world. So, you know, and then when some, you know, some countries get different videos, I go, oh, you know, that's from that. But in 2007, for the 20th anniversary, I wanted to redo the video. So that's on YouTube. And I re-recorded it, and because I wanted there to be an official video, so people can actually be like, okay, that's the, you know, the one that I had, you know, actually control over, that kind of thing. But that's another thing. There's been so many different versions that people think the actual lyrics are, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it's tough. It's like that for a lot of songs. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Taylor Swift, or you know, like, what is she saying?
You mentioned before, Paul, Dead or Alive, and you got to work with, I guess, some icons of pop, Stock Aitken Waterman. Of course, in 1988, you did the song The Fruit Machine from the British film with the same name.
Yeah.
They have been working with Rick Astley, Dead or Alive, Bananarama, our own Kylie Minogue as well, a huge, I guess, hit factory. What was it like working with Stock Aitken Waterman in the UK?
You know, they were, as you said, like, extremely, you know, in their zone. All I remember is going to the studio. I remember saying that they had me specifically in mind to sing this specific song for this specific film, and I, you know, I had some other stuff, I think, going on, but I was just like, okay. And I remember working with them, and they were like, I'm like, oh, I think that's a little high for me. And they're like, no, you could do it, you know. And I'm like, okay, you know. And I just, like, it was like an afternoon of vocals, and that was it, you know. Then, like, I got the track a week later. I mean, it was pretty fast, you know. So they totally knew what they were doing. So it was pretty much a machine, but I'm glad that I got to be working with them, you know.
You're out here for the Totally 80s tour in July, which is an amazing lineup. You've got yourself, Martika Berlin, Lamal, Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, Men Without Hats, Stacey Q, our own Wawani, and Real Life. What an amazing lineup. I mean, it must be really cool to catch up with these people as well on the road.
Well, you know, I'm so excited to see them, because there are acts that I've never seen. You know, like, I've seen Berlin here in, you know, my city that I live in, West Hollywood, California. So I've seen other people. I think I saw Stacey Q years ago. I think I saw Martika years ago. But there's stuff like Real, you know, Real Life and Lamal and Men Without Hats. And I think I saw Katrina. I'm not sure. So, like, you know, we don't get to tour with everyone, you know, from the 80s. So it's kind of exciting, too, for me that I'm like, oh, my God, I've always loved that song. And I get to be touring with that band. So it's exciting for me, too. You know, so I totally get it. So I think it's going to be an awesome, awesome show.
Now, aside from Boom Boom Boom, obviously, and hopefully you'll sing the new track All Around the World, what else can we expect from your set?
I think I'm going to do one more song. It might be Come On Over to My House, because that video is also on YouTube, and that was, I think, my second most popular song here. But, you know, I'm going to bring them all, so I might, you know, change up at least one song each show. But I am definitely going to sing the new one, and I'm definitely going to sing Boom Boom. So the rest is kind of like, you know, if you see me in two cities, you never know what you're going to get.
We love that, just saying. So I guess 2016 is, I guess, a new year. And I guess what's coming up in the future for Paula Carcass? What can we expect? Acting or singing or a bit of a mixed bag?
Just singing, you know. This year is kind of like a singing year. You know, the last few years I've been painting, you know, doing some abstract acrylic oil painting. I've written some years, you know. So this year is going to be all about singing and performing for me and a little touring, because I don't really get to do that as often. Because I do other things, you know, so I want people to know, like, I love my art, I love my music, but I also, like, you know, do other things. I like to travel, I like to stay home, I have a dog, you know.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Palm Springs, I like to, you know, his name is Buddy. He's also on social media, on my Facebook page and Instagram, at Paul Lukakis, and, you know, you can see me and Buddy all over the internet, you know, the pictures of us.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, Paul, we can't wait to have you down here in Australia for Totally 80s. Is touring all over the country in Australia in July, heading Melbourne on Friday the 15th of July. Now, Melbourne is probably Australia's most livable city. Well, it's the world. It's been actually nominated as the world's most livable city.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. And it's very cultural, and there's always things happening. There's festivals, and there's theatre, there's art, there's amazing art galleries and stuff. So I think you'll love Melbourne, just saying.
Well, I'm looking forward to going all over Australia, and because I've never been, I've heard so much about it. All my friends have been, you know, so I'm like excited on so many levels that, you know, and then I get to perform. It's like, you know, it's like a career high for me. It really, really is. I can't wait to give Australia what they've been waiting for so long with this song. Boom, boom. So it's going to be really great.
It's going to go off. And Paul, thank you so much for your time on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. And when you're in Melbourne, you must come in and see us, okay?
Absolutely, and I'll see you this July. Hey, this is Paul Lukakis, and you're listening to Australia's only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.